We say good morning now to Dr. Nancy Nielsen. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Morning, Jay.
Thank you again for giving us your time here. A lot to get into this week. An interesting development. We heard this from Christine Schuyler. She is Chautauqua County's Director of Health and Human Services, talking about reopening the county. But she also made a very interesting comment, saying that testing for antibodies so far to this point in Chautauqua County has only shown a 2 to 3% presence. And the concern she has is that there will be probably an increased rate of infection as the county begins to open up. What's the validity to that particular analysis?
Well, she's actually quite right. And it's really an important caution. Low level of antibodies mean not very many people have had this disease, and therefore they don't have any potential immunity. So that means the majority of the population is still susceptible. And so the point she makes is really important. We can't be cavalier as we approach reopening. This is not like the old days when parents used to have their kids have chickenpox parties or mumps parties where they put all the kids together figuring, you know, get it all over with at once. This is a very different virus, and we have to really be careful. So her point is right. We have a low level of antibody present here in Western New York. As I recall, when the state came in and did their sampling, it was somewhere around 7%. But the point is, that means a lot of people are still susceptible. So we do have to be careful, and we can't be cavalier. I went to the supermarket yesterday to replenish milk and bread, and boy, were there a lot of cars in the parking lot, and I noticed a lot of cars outside home improvement stores. So people are really beginning to get back to some level of normalcy, although I will say everybody was wearing a mask.
Get into a couple of other items here. One question came in from a listener. For those who have survived COVID-19 or recovered from COVID-19, should they expect to be immune from future infection?
Probably. We don't know the answer for sure, but probably if they've recovered, they've made neutralizing antibodies, and at least in the short term, they should be okay. How long that immunity lasts, we don't know.
Okay. Another one comes in from Chris, a listener, a bunch of questions from Chris, but the one that I most certainly want to highlight here. Have there been any false negatives with these nasal swab tests for the coronavirus?
Yes, we've known that from the beginning. They are reportedly about 90% accurate. Now, there's two parts to this. Is the test accurate, and was the sample taken properly? In other words, you know, taking a nasopharyngeal swab is no walk in the park, actually, even though the governor demonstrated it last week in one of his briefings. So if it wasn't taken properly, that could be an issue. The early tests from China on the nasal swabs reported an accuracy of only about 70%. That's not true in this country. We're getting about 90%. Remember that every lab test for something is not a yes or no answer. It's a trade-off between sensitivity, which means does it pick up all the cases, and specificity, which means it picks up only these cases with no cross-reactivity. So about 90% accuracy, at least that's what we think.
And just to get into this just a step further then, beyond the test, though, still the main thing for people to watch out for themselves or their family members? Symptoms, correct?
Symptoms, but even prior to symptoms, just be careful. Don't be cavalier. And don't be caught up in the political theater that we see waging across the country, where you have criticisms of, well, the data's being manipulated in Florida and Georgia. You know, don't listen to that. And certainly don't listen to anybody, and no matter how highly placed they are, saying, we're going to take a drug that's going to prophylax against this and prevent it. We don't have any data that supports that.
The governor, in his briefing yesterday, talked about appointing an interfaith council. This, of course, reflecting on some of the criticism that the state is receiving about restricting religious congregations. What about that particular development?
Well, I think the religious leaders and their congregations are frustrated. Many people rely on their faith to get them through these difficult times, and they want to get together. This is not about any kind of anti-religious bias in terms of restricting gathering. Remember the science here. The science tells us it's when a group of people are closely together in a gathering, whether that's in a manufacturing plant or in a pew, in a church, or in a graduation party. We're in graduation season. All of those things are risky situations. So people really need to be careful, wear masks, socially distance. And I think the governor, in appointing this Interfaith Advisory Council, has heard the criticism. He knows the data. And I think what he's trying to do is get the religious leaders on board.
Dr. Nancy Nielsen, we're glad to have you on board every Thursday morning with so many questions. And thank you very much for the many answers we get. And again, thanks very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Have a good day.